There are miracles all around us. The question is, are you looking for them? So for today's miracle story of the day, I want to tell a story about a Bueiner Chosid. It's a sect of Chassidut that came in the year 2010 to an Australian synagogue. And this Chosid recounted a story that happened to him. His practice was to study the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, commentary on the Torah, by the Or HaChaim HaKadosh gravesite in Har HaZeitim, the Mount of Olives. The Or HaChaim, Chaim ibn Attar, is one of the most famous rabbis, one of the only rabbis known as HaKadosh, the Holy One, because he was so pious, totally divorced from physicality, who would immerse himself in the Torah with no distractions. And his commentary on the Torah is one of the most important commentaries that also has Kabbalistic and simple interpretation and Midrashim, the whole Pardes, the whole orchard of Torah. In any case, so this man would study Torah by his gravesite, obviously a very holy thing to do. And it's a little bit of a dangerous area if you've been to the Mount of Olives. And suddenly he sees a terrorist running towards him with a knife. He's completely scared. And it is a scary neighborhood if you've been there. And he goes to the Or HaChaim's grave and starts praying, Or HaChaim, save me. Please, please save me in your zechut. I'm learning Torah. Now, I'm not saying that we should necessarily pray to people or to dead people. We should pray to Hashem. But this is what happened in this story. So he looks back at the terrorist coming his way, and suddenly the terrorist had a look of fear on his face, and he stopped and started running the other direction, and the man started running after him, and he ended up running the whole way home. Gewalt. A true story about the power of prayer, the power of a tzaddik even after his death. In fact, there are many stories of the miracles of Rav Chaim ibn Attar that happened to him in his life and at his gravesite. For example, that area in Mount of Olives was under Jordanian control from 48 to 67. And unfortunately, the Jordanians tried to plow over many parts of the holy, holy gravesite. When they got to the holy place of burial of Rav Chaim ibn Attar, the Or HaChaim, the tractor flipped over. They sent another tractor, it too flipped over. They sent a third man, and the legend goes the hammer came and caused much damage. So these are some of the miracle stories that are retold about the gravesite of the holy Or HaChaim ibn Attar. I believe it. If I were to just hear one of these stories, I don't know. But since there are so many amazing, miraculous stories, it certainly helps me believe in the Kedusha of our holy tzaddikim while they're alive and even when they've passed away from this world. I hope you enjoyed this miracle story of the day, because I'm going to keep sending these miracle stories, Be'ezrat Hashem, make a little podcast out of it. I hope you'll enjoy them and send them to your friends. And we'll continue to mechazik ourselves with emunah through ma'asim niflaim, wondrous stories like this. Have a beautiful day.